10:35 for worship. At 10:35, you can also find us on KVOE Radio or live stream from our website. Emporia First United Methodist Church invites you to join us in sharing the love of Jesus Christ.
Enter to win groceries from Goods Cash Saver. Today, text the word GOODS to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
KVOE Live in Local 829. It is 59 degrees. And welcome to What's in Outdoors on KVOE every Friday morning, hosted by our friend Phil Totten. What's in Outdoors, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you. Welcome to Council Grove Lake we go. Phil Totten, Studio North. How you doing, Phil?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. How you doing?
Doing good. Well, you've got a big Memorial Day weekend out there on tap, don't you?
I'll tell you, prayers were answered. That rain was coming up. Was watching the lake come up. We had our fingers crossed. Just all, even rubbing the bird dog for some good luck. But there is a bright, shiny orb in the sky that is really welcome, and it is really shining down on my wildflowers. And they're blooming. Just a good feeling down here at the lake, Ron.
And water is up out there, isn't it, huh?
Yes, I heard they was going to open the gates on the reservoir this morning, so hopefully some of the campgrounds will open up. I think the lake, the reservoir, got up to about 4.5 feet high, which does cause some good catfishing. We'll have a report later on in the show. But, Ron, my heart goes out to the families in Uvalde, Texas, and also to the families of the shooter. I tell you, such a tragedy makes me more and more determined to get more families outside for a better inside and to do programs to stress firearm safety and responsibility. It's just a tragedy.
Indeed. Indeed.
Back in 1995, Dave Holland there at Druck Creek Sporting Clays, he organized our very first Youth Outdoor Education Day, and he asked me to bring the bird dogs out and be a part of it. And I just saw the need then, and now 27 years later, Ron, I'm still preaching the importance of outdoors, getting people outside to recognize what we did to keep our feet on the ground when we were faced with some problems, and also to appreciate nature. And Ron, goodness, I miss Dave. The fun we had at Dry Creek and also the education programs that we were able to do. So this morning I asked Ken Corbett to be our guest on the show, and Ken is a member of the House of Representatives, but he's also he owns Ravenwood Lodge there at Topeka, and he does have a Justice Corbett Memorial Shooting Sports Foundation, and they will be having a great Youth in the Outdoor Day at the lodge on June 4th. So, good morning, Ken. How you doing?
Well, Phil, it sounds like you're up and about pretty good this morning. I'm glad to see you could get us some sunshine.
Well, the sunshine is good, but it's good to be up and about. Just thinking about being up and about.
That's right.
Our good friend Vern Dowell and Joanne and the things they've done and the things they still do with the Justin Corbett Memorial Shooting Foundation and the Outdoor Day. So, can you tell us some of the programs that the foundation supports?
So, the foundation, as of, pretty much about a month ago, we've donated over $225,000 to youth and youth and ladies shooting programs, over $100,000 just to 4-H shooting programs throughout the country, and impacted almost 50,000 people. So if you got a program that gets kids or ladies shooting, whether it's archery or pellet guns or shotguns, put in for a grant at the foundation, or give me a call, and we raise money every September, and we try to give it away as soon as we get it. So that's our goal.
And Ken, I'll tell you, What's in Outdoors is most appreciative of the grants that you give us. I know that you have extended into fishing. and see the need to get people out fishing. And I believe it was a teacher there at Seaman High School in Topeka received a grant for her program.
Yes, it's, you know, I probably maybe have told you this off the offline, but since 2006 through now, resident hunting and fishing licenses or sales are down about 40%. So we've got to pass it on. We've got to get the word out there, get those kids with either a shotgun or a rifle or a fishing pole in their hand and get them outside, because once they get a taste of it, like you might say, they're hooked.
Yes, sir. I know we have a good time coming to Ravenwood, and of course, Don the Outdoorsman will be there. And what a great ambassador to the outdoors he is! What other organizations will be there that were when families come? And I believe it's for kids 6 to 16, isn't it, Ken?
So this event will be Saturday, June 4th, from 9 to 1. You don't have to be there all that time. You can come and just have a taste of it. We Freddy's and some of the other sponsors help us provide a free lunch. But there'll be BB guns, your fishing program, turkey call, and hunter safety. The Candace Gardeners, a great kite flying outfit out of Kansas City that have the huge kites that you can put in the air and the kids can hold on to them, and so it gives them just a little bit of something to do that they wouldn't normally see. And it's, it's thanks to our nice vendors. We don't charge anything for vendors. So if you're a vendor and you want to come to this, call me. But we just try to give everybody a free day in the field and have some fun.
One of the groups that we set up next to in years, and I think, too, when I used to take critter camp to the places that I would put the deer silhouettes, the turkey, our ducks out, and even the coyote. But the kids finally got on that coyote, wore it down. I think his legs broke down. I can't even stand it anymore. But it just fascinated me that they would ask me questions about the different critters that they would see. And I need to laugh. One time I put 3 or 4 dove decoys up in a tree, and I never knew what happened to them until I went back to your event a year later and set up the same place, and those dove decoys were still in the same tree that I set them. But I do.
I bet they were hungry, weren't they?
Yes, sir. I do have a lot of good memories of them, and I'm so looking forward to this year. But Ken, you know, we talk about hunting, and with hunting, and the turkey season. It'll end, I believe, May 30th or at the end of that. But on turkeys, do you think our numbers are really down to a critical number? And do you think we'll ever be able to get pheasants and quail back to the numbers that we have when we were kids?
I think so, but here's what has to happen. First of all, I think that all nest-raiding predators, there should be a season year-round and maybe a bounty. And then second, the other thing, if you want this to happen, is you've got to work with the landowners and give them a reason to want those critters around.
Well, Ken, I know when I was a kid, there used to be a $2 bounty on coyotes, and we do have a lot of coyotes. There are a lot of coyote hunts that are created, and some of them are fundraisers. But I sort of look at the coyote as being a friend, because he helps control what I call the nest robbers, the possums, the raccoons. And goodness, I think the other day when I was talking to you, you were telling me how the raccoons were wreaking havoc around your place doing some things.
But we have tried to take care of that, but the season needs to be year-round so that you can get these critters trapped and eliminated before your turkeys, your quail, and your pheasant nest. And I'm not saying there's a few of them. I'm saying that probably every piece of property, if you have 160 acres, you've probably got close to 200 or 300 coons. You won't believe them. I'm serious. They're that thick.
Oh, I know the trail cams that have come up, and people that have deer feeders, they will show the number of coons that's coming out there and taking advantage of that free offering. So, to me, and I know there at the marina, I need to get that trash up when the campers leave just as soon, because the night that, afterwards, if I don't, those cans will be open. And the coon's a pretty smart critter. He knows where he can get a dinner.
Well, you know, I've seen pictures on my cameras where the coons were so thick at the feeder, they were chasing the deer off. Now, that sounds kind of crazy, but that's how thick they have been at certain times.
Well, Ken, if you will, give Vern and Joanne a big hug for me when you see them, and we're looking forward to being there for Fishing Pose and what education we can provide your event there on June 4th. Can you give our listeners a...
Go ahead,
Ken. Can you give our listeners a good number that they can call and reach you at?
So a good number to catch me is 785-256-6444. And, Phil, before you go, I wanted to tell everybody about this youth lifetime license. Have you got a minute, or are you pretty tight?
Yes, sir. No, that's very important to me, because what's in outdoors, and, you know, to with such sponsors as the Justin Corbett Foundation, we're able to give away some youth licenses to kids that attend our events. And if I can double up on that to where, instead of giving one license for $502, if I can give two for $600 to a family, I want to do that. So please tell us about this new license.
So we got this passed last session. It'll be available after July 1st, as soon as they get the paperwork straightened out for wildlife and parks. But what this does is I hope it locks in generations of kids in Kansas. So what it does is it's a Kansas Kids Lifetime Combo Hunting and Fishing License. So kids 5 years and younger, they can get a lifetime hunting and fishing license for $300. Now, we both know the kids aren't going to buy this, but what a great Christmas gift or a birthday gift. And what that does is that ensures that that child can hunt or fish in Kansas their entire life. Even if they move and come back or wherever they're at, they can still enjoy this state. Then the next bump is if kids are 6 or 7, it's $500 for a combo license. And I hope they sell thousands of these. I think anybody that thinks a kid might like to be a go fishing or hunting would jump all over that.
And then I tell you, these licenses are just so important with four wildlife parks, because to keep our state, keep our hunting, and some of the lands open through the walk-in hunters access and such programs, we need to sell licenses, that's for sure. It's taken me a long time to realize just what funding goes in to help us keep outdoors what we have. So, Ken, I really appreciate you being on the show and looking forward to seeing you on June 4th.
Thank you, big guy.
All right, Ken Corbett joining Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, here on a Friday morning. Phil, down at Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of What's In Outdoors after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
For decades, Wrangler has adapted to provide cowboys the clothes they want and need for their changing lifestyle. From cowboy cut to premium patch to 31 relaxed, Wrangler is the true choice for cowboys. So head to Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia, and find a shirt or a pair of jeans from the Wrangler Cowboy Cut Collection today. Long live cowboys.
This Memorial Day, Express Tire extends their deepest gratitude to the fallen men and women who gave the citizens of the United States a chance to make this world a better place. Express Tire and Auto will be closed Saturday through Monday to observe the Memorial Day holiday and wishes everyone safe travels. They also remind you to plan ahead and bring your car in for oil and filter changes, battery, fluid, and tire pressure checks before the summer season. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, online, expresstirepros.com.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. It is 8:45. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors every Friday morning here. Phil Totten, Studio North, Council Grove Lake, gearing up for what promises to be a beautiful Memorial Day holiday weekend. And you got big festivities out there at the lake here this weekend, huh?
Oh, I tell you, Memorial Day is just a holiday. I've been going into town the last couple of days trying to keep up with my trash and gas duties here. That's what I went from retirement in 2007 and kicking back to now being part of the marina. And just the buzz in town of people talking about going to the lake, about being outside. It's just the rain would subside. And so, yes, we have some big things going on. Ron, I do want to touch on, you know, I preach the virtues of the outdoors, but then also there's some things out there that really bother me, being ticks and mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I just, there's so many diseases that ticks carry, I can't even pronounce them all. I don't even want to try. So especially if you get outside, put some kind of preventative on. And, you know, I'd like to spray this stuff on my clothing, but watch yourself, and when you get back into the house, try to inspect yourself. I think Brad Paisley had a song like that a while back that talked about ticks. But I'm really concerned about the pets, and now they got some awful good preventives that you can get for the pets, either with a collar or in a pill. And then, too, with all the rain, we're going to be having probably mosquitoes start showing up. And one of the things, until you have a dog that ever has heartworm, you will wonder why you want to put dogs on preventatives, such as a heartworm preventative. So those are just some things to think of, being outdoors. Yeah, we have a lot of good things going on, Ron. Yesterday created my Memorial Day when Vic Stanton and his family came to the lake from Pottawatomie County. And they wanted to rent a boat. And it was on a day, Ron, I wouldn't even want to be out on a boat. So they were down at 8:30 for a boat rental. And, you know, talking with them and seeing the kids and talking about experience there, I sort of convinced them maybe we could find a better place to fish. And so this is one thing that I love to do is to talk with youth and families about fishing. And they were most appreciative. I took them to several places on the reservoir and showed them where they might catch a fish. And then over here at the City Lake, which is known as a CFAP lake, anybody that goes to the regs can see the CFAP waters all around the state, and their Kings Lake is one now in Emporia that they can fish. And anyway, this family, from 8:30 in the morning until, it was probably about 5 last night when they finally give up. And we met there at the fish cleaning station, and I showed them how to clean their bounty. And the kids never once I never once saw them with a phone, you know, checking their phone out and that. But they were smiling, and we filleted the fish, and I showed them how to make that catfish they caught taste a little bit better by cutting the red meat out of it. But these are some just things that we take out into the programs that we do. And if you go to the Watson Outdoor schedule, you'll see a lot of programs that we'll be teaching people how to fish. And how to take care of that bounty for the table. So, yes, the marina has a good event going on Sunday. Now, if, knock on wood, we can get it, because Mother Nature can't have a bad hair day anytime, any moment. But we are rescheduling what we call a muau, and it's sort of a takeoff of a luau. And we will be having events there at the marina. I'll be doing a backyard bass for the kids, and then we're going to have a cornhole tournament, and then live music, and the eats will start about 6. There's just a lot of good programs going all over the state, talking about being at the fish cleaning station. People, one thing, wherever you go, wherever you be, please pick up after yourself. You know, we talk about leave no trace, and those fish cleaning stations aren't made to grind up 6-pound catfish heads. So don't throw them in there, because the back you say might be mine. I'm the one that needs to clean this station out down here. And the Corps engineers, they ask that when you clean fish and use those stations, that you take those remains and things like that and take them out and throw them back into the lake. Of course, if you have a catfish carcass, you do want to puncture that bladder. I hate to be out on the lake boating and see a fish floating up on top of it. But that's the water. But that's one of the things that they say to do is that. But if you will, leave your area cleaner than you found it when you come camping and things like that. All right, let's go to that last break, and we will go to some more schedule of events.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. It's 850. Back with more after this.
Grills, grills, grills.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply is loaded with grills, including quality brands like Weber, Traeger, and Napoleon. Whether you like old-school charcoal or convenient propane, they have it all, or go all out with a wood-fired grill from Traeger. Be sure to check out their 40-foot aisle of grilling accessories with an excellent variety of rubs, seasonings, and spices. Whatever your grilling needs are, Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has it. 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Express Tire and Auto welcomes all visitors to Emporia. Whether for bike, disc golf, or graduation events, they hope you take time to enjoy the beautiful Flint Hills. Stop in at 806 East 12th Avenue next to the water tower and get your tires checked or vehicle serviced before you hit the road. They don't service bicycles, but if it has four or more wheels and a motor, they can help you out. Express Tire and Auto, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KBOE, we are live and we're local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning heading into the Memorial Day holiday weekend. It is 8:51. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Phil live from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Plenty of activities here in the near future, huh, Phil?
Yes, I looked out the window there at Studio South just a while ago, and there was a bass fisherman there by my dock. He was out pitching. I need to learn how to do that pitching or flipping that those bass fishermen do. I'm an old-timer. I just like to throw that fishing pole out and sit around and talk, and then if something gets on it, I'll go reel it in. But I remember coming down to the lake, and that's why Memorial Day holds such special memories to me. Down here at the lake, I've been coming down here since 1958, and coming down and seeing my father working, and he never had any fishing poles out. I said, "Dad, is something wrong? What's wrong with this fixture?" He said, "Phil, the catfish are biting so fast, I don't have time to do my work." Don't have time to do your work at the lake? Just what's going on here? But believe it or not, Ron, a couple of days ago, I had one of those days that just trying to get some things in and plant some flowers, some more flowers for Memorial Day. And Dad and I, we always had a practice that sometimes you just had to mud things in to get them going. So I am going to be waiting for Buying What's Dying to come on at the local gardener shows. And like Grove Garden, they'll have a big reduction. Sometimes a little tender loving care, you can put some more pretties out there in your yard. But the catfishing and cleaning the fish, helping the people clean the fish up at the fish cleaning station, I did notice that some of the crappies still have eggs in them. So there is a bit of a spawn going on. So you'll find the crappie up close to the shore. And these people were fishing with the minnows under a bobber about 2 feet. Also, I can't wait. I remember on June 6th, I had one great walleye bite down here. And so the walleye are definitely post-spawn, and they are hungry. They're moving out to the flats. So that's where your jig and nightcrawler drift fishing will be real good. So hopefully we can get a fishing report there. Ron, I do want to give the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee a big Watson Outdoors tip of the hat for keeping that program going. And also the Twin River Shooting Sports for taking their air rifle range. I believe it's a BB gun range. There is a difference between a BB gun and an air rifle, if believe me. And then also the archery range. The Hilvish family does a great job with that. And the Lyon County 4-H people do a great job with their shooting sports. But just if you were out there, you could see the activity, such a presentation. Brings forth to people, because kids love to shoot. They love to participate in the shooting sports and to learn about it. And so they will be having another form of an outdoor day that's coming up in July. I'm trying to look down through the schedule, and What's In Outdoors will be there. We will be doing fishing. We'll be giving away a lifetime hunting or fishing license and another prize to them. So happy to say that the sponsors have helped me this year with the different organizations I work with, that we purchased 100 fishing poles, and I'm down to 6 now. So we will be buying some more fishing poles to give away at these programs, and we'll get them out to the hands of people so they can go out and catch smiles and memories to last a lifetime. At Eagle Day, Ron, at the Flint Hills Mall is July 23rd. And there will be just all kind of good organizations out there preaching the virtues of being outside.
Can't wait, Phil. Keep up the great work, my friend, and have a happy moo-wow out there, huh?
Oh, we're going to make it do. We're going to make it. Of course, I'll be working. You guys have a good Memorial Day holiday, Ron, and looking forward to next Friday.
All right. Thanks. Always a pleasure to have Phil Taunton on hosting What's In Outdoors. You log on to KVOE.com, click on that community tab, and then that will take you to the What's Outdoors, What's In Outdoors link. Find all kinds of good stuff there. Phil Taunton, What's In Outdoors. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the great crew there always take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. It's 8:56.
The city of Houston is preparing for demonstrations around the start of the NRA annual